This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, David, music please. Let's see what the hell you two have brewed up here. Oh, God. Yeah, great. The day that Wemby misses the rest of the year. Horrible. Go ahead.
You know what, Mike? And because of that, let's just start with the Victor Wembanyama news. He's out for the year with blood clots. Simple question is this. Do the Spurs just kind of go into tank mode and try to get a top five pick?
Sure, why not? Yeah, it's the only option. Season's toast. I mean, all the development by Stephen Castle and Wemby has just been splendid. It sucks, man. It sucks. Awful. Yeah, I guess. But at this stage of the season with, what, 36 games to go?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, you'd probably be in your right mind to lose 35 of them.
They're right. They're at 23 and 29 right now.
Yeah, you just tank it on out. Pray to God you get a lucky spin like they did when Sean Elliott and David Robinson got hurt and they got Tim Duncan, and you just...
Or just get
Look, I'll tell you this. If they get the number one pick and end up with Cooper Flagg and Wemby in their front court, you know what? Shut the league down.
Which is funny because...
Shut it down.
Of all the teams, you would think like a New York team, an L.A. team.
San Antonio's always had the voodoo.
Right.
You get De'Aaron Fox with those two, forget about it. But yeah, Rico, that is the sad reality, yes.
All right. A couple of potential trades, not trades. Giannis was quoted as saying, hey... He may want out of Milwaukee if he's not going to get a long-term deal. But then he comes back and says, I never said that. Giannis going to be a Buck next season.
I don't care anymore. I hate everything. I'm so sick of this. This is a never-ending carousel of, oh, my God, things aren't perfect, cry, demand trade. Okay, fine. Giannis is with the Heat next year. Is that what you want to hear? Because that's what's going to happen. Great.
David?
The league is a joke.
Yeah, he gone. Giannis wants to look like a nice guy. Oh, well, I didn't say that. I'm sorry. Everyone knows how NBA stars act. Everyone knows what NBA stars want. You're out of here. You're not winning. Dame didn't work for you to win again. So you're out of here. You're going to go somewhere else. Bye-bye.
Well, let's just stick with that. Other rumors came out about Ja Morant. And is he going to get traded? So much so the Memphis Grizzlies had to just come out and say, I don't know where this came from,
yeah. But
we're happy. Ja's happy. He's a Grizzly. Leave us alone.
It was a very weird thing because they're having a great year. But there is a looming decision. I mean, Jaren Jackson Jr. Was taken out of a game for Ben Carter, but yet is up for a $354 million Megamax. Mm-hmm. I don't understand unless there's something going. And again, Ja had his rough period. It has been all quiet on the Western Front. They're good. They're dangerous. He's not having a great year, if you look at the numbers. But you're right. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, so much so that they were like, yeah, please stop calling. We're good. This is now spam calls.
Yeah, they're lying. It came from them. I truly believe that it came and was leaked out of their facility. I think they're thinking real hard that if they don't do anything in this playoffs coming up, that they will move on from him. I think this is the effect of Luka Doncic getting traded.
So they would have an organization deciding we don't want to be in the business. Well, one problem, you already paid him.
I understand that, but you can still get rid of him. Okay. He's a star, and they can get a lot for him. I think they leaked this.
And then Jaren Jackson Jr. becomes the face of your franchise?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, at that point, he has to bring Ben Carter on the team.
Must.
Draymond Green made some news. We kind of talked about it earlier. He had a quote saying, the NBA, it's boring. It's not smart basketball. It's just who can run faster, who can hit more threes. It's no substance. I think it's very boring. Is Draymond speaking the truth of the future of the league, or will the league hear this and say, maybe we need to fix this?
It's absolute truth. The analytics have wrecked the league, and this player empowerment movement it's gone too far. The idea that players, the first time there's adversity, get to do whatever they want to do, it has blurred the lines of the employer-employee relationship. And while I like players having the ability to go, you know what, I've given you 10 great years, I can't do this anymore, that's fine. Or free agency, which is as fair or more fair than any sport. Free agency is very fair in the NBA. Look, it's gone too far. I don't know how the league's going to save itself because it begins and ends with the players. They lack any self-awareness. They lack any ability to identify with the average American. I think the league will have to crash and burn first, Rico. It's disgusting. Yeah. Think about it. The only news you get with the NBA is soap opera crap.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
No, I guess it was a little bit of soap opera crap because then Hall of Famer Oscar Robertson comes out and says, you know, basically, who cares what Draymond has to say? And
I agree with him. Who cares what Draymond has to say? While in the end, I think he's quote-unquote right, but he's part of the problem. He wants to be that star, and he was. Oh, I'm upset that you paid Jordan Poole and not me. Get him out of here. He's part of the reason why the NBA is the way it is. So you can miss me with his comments. I'm sorry. I don't need to hear from him.
Yeah, you also can't cold cock a teammate in practice and just expect
the drama of the NBA. If it's Jordan Poole.
I mean, I agree. Thoughts and prayers. In lieu of what we see with the four nations, Giannis did have this suggestion. Should the NBA consider the All-Star game U.S. versus world team?
I just cancel the whole thing. I don't even care. There's no equivalent to what the Four Nations has put out there because these players don't give a damn. So I leave this to David, and I cede my time to the Senator.
You know what? Now, here's the funny thing, because I thought the same thing, and then a good friend of the show, Skinny Vinny Goodwill, was saying basically the NBA makes a ton of money off of this event, so it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't care. Okay, stop. I don't want to hear that as an excuse to continue trotting out a farce. I don't care about the league's financials.
No, but what I'm saying is maybe you'll have, just like in the Four Nations, people care about the country they're representing, world versus U.S. The world team's like, hey, we want to come out and show you we're better than you now. And the U.S. is like, hey, this is still our game.
There is something mentally different between hockey and basketball players. There just is. They don't care.
Yeah, I agree with you. They don't care. I don't think that, oh my gosh, Steph Curry's going to care now. Ja Morant's going to care now because they have USA in there instead of an all-star East or West.
An unemployed 5'10 white guy just won the dunk contest. That's the most embarrassing thing in history. The guy doesn't even play in the league, and he's a three-time champion. You think any of the stars would step up and body bag Mac McClung and put an end to this nonsense? Nope. They all stand there with stupid looks on their face going, whoa, he did it again. How about you participate?
Mike, this one's for you. Very simple question.
What?
Kyrie Irving has won a gold medal. Speaking of pride, won a gold medal for the USA. Now he says in the next Olympics, he wants to be on the Australian team. Should he be allowed to play for Australia?
I don't care. David. I am not going to discuss a clinically insane human. I don't care.
Yeah, he should be allowed. He's never going to play.
He was technically born in Australia.
Correct. He's never going to play for Team USA again. That relationship with Nike has ruined that opportunity. That's never going to happen again because of his comments, because of what he said, what he speaks up about. So, yeah, the only chance to play in the Olympics again is to play for Team Australia.
Yeah.
Unless they're a Nike. I don't know if they're Nike or not.
Grant Hill said that's not true. So they just pick players. They pick the best players.
Uh-huh.
And we all believe Grant. Let's finish it off with this. These two teams made trades at the trade deadline. What do you think is going to happen with Jimmy Butler and the Warriors? Is Jimmy Butler going to be enough to get the Warriors back to being a serious contender for the NBA title?
No. They're just not athletic enough. They don't have the quicks in a 7-game series to beat Oklahoma City or Memphis. They just aren't athletic enough. I know that sounds basic. Forgive me.
No.
But it's really the easiest way to explain it to me. David?
No, you're right. They don't have enough. They just don't.
Okay. Too old, brother. I mean, they're fun. It'll be a cool series. But this, man, they are old. You realize Steph's 35.
Oh, this is the final goal.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. They're old. I mean, Draymond has gray hair. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I'm shocked that they held on to Steph this long. I thought that, you know what? After the last title, let's just go ahead and break this thing up.
But that's when they got the two lottery picks, and they thought they were going to save themselves. They got Wiseman the 1 year. Bum. Kuminga, still waiting. Marcus Moody, never happened. They blew three lottery picks amidst being a title team, and that's why they're dead. If they had hit on Wiseman or Kuminga or something, the whole thing changes. They did a bad job drafting.
Yeah.
AirPod is pretty good, but they did a bad job drafting.
Yeah, kind of like the Pistons with Darko.
David, once again.
Finally. No, but that's what happened. They were in their championship.
I am aware we did not need to be reminded of it gratuitously.
Ben Carter. All right. Finally, despite what you saw last night, Luka and LeBron, can they play together? Can they bring a championship to LA?
No and no. I mean, the team needs complete retooling. They need a center. They need a front court. They need spacers. I mean, look, to me, the best thing would have been if LeBron would have agreed to it. LeBron should have gone up to Golden State. There's no point to this with Luka. Last night, losing to the Hornets.
Old folks home.
No, and Luka doesn't even look good. That's the difference. Now, I know what's going to happen. Oh, next week, he's going to light up the Mavs, who, by the way, no AD and no centers. Gafford and Likely are gone. I don't care. I'm not convinced it's going to work. I'm not.
Every other player on the court needs to play defense if you're going to have Luka. I can show you the video. There's a 7-8 minute video of them at the end of the game. Charlotte just, anyone as Luka's guarding, give him the ball.
That's right.
And they won the game because of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Little NBA fast break blitz, 97-1.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.